Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Rhode Island, another display of my own personal ignorance. And there's people I speak with and I say, oh look, I didn't know this, they're really contemptuous. So I'm not celebrating my ignorance as anything funny, but sort of rather, I suppose, embarrassing. So let's go on. It's a podcast while driving, so I'm going to have to stop as I go through a few bits and pieces. I'm sort of dropping in on an errant student that we want to get under really control. I won't talk about that at the moment. Then I'm going off to a blood test, then I'm going off to the gym, so I'm going to break things up. So Rhode Island. Now, the story is, why am I suddenly looking at the United States and looking at the maps? And, I must admit, I'm getting some of the geography wrong. I always thought that Brooklyn was actually on the actual continental United States, but it's actually back. So I'm looking at New York, and there's the Bronx above, Manhattan, Staten Island, then Queens and Brooklyn, and there's another district just up to the side. And is that five? I think that's five districts. I may have actually got the actual number of districts correct there. But I'm sort of looking in, reading about the American War of Independence. Now, not that I am on the side of the British, but you can sort of just... it's just teeth pulling to see the British make so many, not mistakes, but do so well, but then do so badly. King George is such a wanker, basically, and the French are just so duplicitous and all that type of stuff. And as you look into it, you say, how does that go here? And we're going to stop here for the very first thing. It's just a microscopic drop in and stop. So back again. The person I was supposed to check up on still isn't there. It's all okay. I'm just doing my job. In that respect, I do have a small number of jobs assigned to me. Okay, that being put in, I'm just reading through the American Revolution. And sort of, I can sort of read the French Revolution. I find World War II history, where Australians get beaten all the time, just appalling. And Australians regularly get beaten up by Turks and Germans and Japanese, and it's quite hard to read. And then sort of reading here, you sort of look, I am on the side of the British, unfortunately, only because they're sort of ignorant, and I don't know, I suppose from the Australian Army, you're associated with the British Army and all that type of stuff, and you're reading the lack of communication and the fact that they have so much weaponry, and essentially Britain brought all the weapons over to the Britain, the cannons over to the United States to blow up the Americans, and the Americans actually just took them over and captured them and fired them back on the British. Like, the Americans erected a statue to King George the whatever it is, the third, and beat up. And then when they didn't like him anymore, they melted down the statue and fired it back on the British. It's sort of just gut-wrenching to go. So Rhode Island. I do know about Rhode Island and Newport. And so the majority of Australians know about Rhode Island and Newport because that's where we won the America's Cup. So the natural thing, if you ask me, just being a stupid Australian, Rhode Island, you think, is an island. It's, and we've had a few botches up. I think we called the local suburb here Emu Island, and someone went across and said, it's not an island, changed the name. Oh, okay, Emu Plains, so we've got locally emu plains. So Rhode Island, being able to see where it is, and it's not an island, it's actually a little square of the United States tucked up there near just, I think it's south of Boston. And, you know, it's all happening. You know, New York, Philadelphia. I must admit, I got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh interchanged. But looking at it there, now, the thing is that the actual name of the state was Rhode Island and Providence Plantation. And now what a lovely name of a state. It's this and that. So they're trying to do it. And there was actually an island there, which is got the tiny, which is like a little fishing village when you look at it, of Newport. Who we thought? And I think Australians do know about Providence. Providence is the capital of Rhode Island. And what is it? Providence Plantation. Providence because of some, you know, religious thing, and plantation means settlement. It didn't necessarily mean the old, you know, picking cotton. So they, I think the Yanks decided that they'd just call it Rhode Island. And of course, for us, looking at it, it's, you know, how does it go in there? And then it's a little bit of interesting to read about it, how Rhode Island was ultra rich at one stage, and then being a bit more democratic and free to the poor has attracted poor people and a large number of homeless apparently up there, and to look at that aspect of it. Then looking at the maps, there's this beautiful place called Woonton, something like that. This little place, and you sort of, that's a place. There's something or other, a place in Australia called something or other Buttock. You go, oh, I'd like to look at that. And you stalk and have a look. So have a little look at it, and it is a small place. And then half the town is in Massachusetts. I think it's when the lights go out in Massachusetts. And then the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. I think I've actually visited MIT. I don't know how that... Oh, isn't that confusing? Is Boston in Massachusetts? I think it must be. And because I've visited them. Okay, so that's the... perhaps going to be the end of this podcast. I suppose the big news is that Rhode Island is not an island. Is that sort of a major... Then the capital of Rhode Island is a place called Providence. So what an amazing name for a place. And then and it was... is interesting in the War of Independence about how it held out to be a loyalist for the last moment before it joined the rest of the United States. There's this little place, and it's got the largest, it's got a 50%, this Wanton, which you look on the map, you say, oh, that's an unusual name, and you see Newport, oh, gee, that's just a little speck. And Wanton is got the honour of being the most French city in the United States. Nearly 50% French identify themselves as French. And it's a real melting pot looking at what's going on there. So it is very interesting to actually go into it. I don't know. I don't know whether people are genuine, but most people say, look, they knew all this already. And I'm scratching my head because I don't know. I suppose without a lot of, you know, sitting down and saying, look, it's not straightforward. It's... If you really do believe this, and of course, I now know what you do believe if you feel really ignorant. Okay, I'm going to have to say goodbye. That's the end of my little piece. So it's on the eastern seaboard in the Atlantic, fairly high up, pretty freezing cold in and Providence, stuff like that. But none of this place really. I'd love to visit Woonton or whatever it is, Woonton or whatever it is, as a place. I sort of could knock around there for a while. It might be a bit too United Statesy. But sort of nothing else really attracts me to that area. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.